Zoomer Radio Prince from 1984, When Doves Cry. Prince Rogers Nelson, born on this day, June 7th, 1958. And this is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. This year expected to set a record for most wildfires in Canada and the most amount of scorched land. No fires in the immediate Toronto area, but we are still smelling and breathing and feeling their effects. The question is, how bad could it get, and how long will this hazy blanket of smoke hang over us? Our guest is Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips. Welcome back, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Sam and Jane. Nice to be with you.
Oh, it's always good to talk to you, despite this very unusual and disturbing situation. How unique is it, what we're experiencing, and is it the new normal?
Well, you know, we often get special air quality statements, but often it's because of the stuff coming out of our tailpipes and smokestacks.
Nice.
We don't often get smoke. I mean, 2021, we had for a couple of hours, one day, fires in Red Lake and Kenora in northwestern Ontario. It was the worst fire season ever in that area in Ontario, and that some of that smoke came down into Toronto and Ottawa and Montreal, and you could smell it, and it brought a kind of a whitish, milkish kind of sky. But hey, that was in hours one day. That wasn't a big deal. This thing started on Monday, and it's probably not going to be finished until the weekend, as far as you can see. So it's it may get worse before it gets better, but it really is something we don't often see here, but certainly it's unhealthy, and everyone's affected by it.
Yeah, Dave, let's talk about the dangers of this smoke, because, I mean, as someone who doesn't have respiratory issues, maybe I'm walking around thinking, well, you know, it's for somebody else to deal with because I feel fine. But this is dangerous for all of us, right?
Exactly. It doesn't matter how low those concentrations are. Now, some people are a little bit more affected than others. People who are, say, elderly, they have respiratory issues, asthma, emphysema, and so they're going to be labor under these kind of conditions. But every even fit and athletic people will feel the effects, and it may not be immediate. It may be later on. For example, when you think about these little particles in that fine particulate matter, I mean, the size of these suckers are about 1/20th the thickness of the human hair, and they get into the lungs and the bloodstream, bring toxics, and it's not a healthy situation, and especially the exposure over a long period of time. And here, for this particular bout of it, a full week is quite something for the Toronto area. And this smoke is coming from, there's even some of that smoke coming from northern British Columbia, so it can really cross the country in just a few days. But it's mostly northeastern Ontario and Quebec that we're seeing the source of these fires. And until those fires are extinguished, we're going to have kind of these sky conditions that we're seeing today, where, hey, a brilliant sunrises and sunsets. I suppose that's the only good news from this thing, but it isn't. The air quality is pretty poor. And the air quality health index is, I mean, yesterday I saw it, you know, we get to 10 is the highest. Well, I saw 14 in Ottawa, so it can be pretty bad in some areas. And that varies, as they say, from hour to hour or from your backyard to your front yard.
Dave, let's talk about the wider implications of what's going on. There was an argument, a debate happening in the legislature at Queen's Park, where the forestry minister was saying this is just as a result of people dropping cigarette butts, fires happen every summer, and you've got Mike Schreiner with the Green Party saying this is as a result of the climate crisis. What exactly is going on?
Well, I think in some ways they both are right. I mean, we really see at this time of the year, we really haven't gotten into the lightning season yet. There have been very few strikes of lightning, and this is all human-caused in terms of people setting campfires and not putting them out, or taking their all-terrain vehicles and getting up there and moving off to the side of the road, and then they all of a sudden take off, and their catalytic converters are very hot, and it burns the grass, and then all of a sudden you've got a burning inferno. So clearly the cause, the trigger for these fires so far in Canada has been pretty well human beings. And we choose to live in the forest area. We don't put fire retardant roofs on our buildings. We want to be as close to the forest, that wilderness experience, as possible. And hey, there are risks. These can be quite serious. And so the lightning will come. But I also think that the climate change issue is also significant. Warmer temperatures can mean more evaporation. We have a longer season. You know, guys, it used to be a July-August situation. Now it goes from March right through to October. The flames are higher. The area is burned. This is what impresses me, is not the number of fires. It's the size of these guys. I mean, we're seeing 14 times the amount of area burned this year that would be on average in Canada. And, you know, you don't put these big fires out with a hose. That would be like spitting on a campfire to douse it. These have to be fought. I mean, really what ends it is nature, the heavy rains. But even with that, we saw in Nova Scotia that over 100 millimeters of rain, and there are still areas that have poor air quality in Nova Scotia as we speak. So it's not something that is extinguished very easily, and the winds can change the direction of it. Boy, it is a struggle to combat these kind of fires, and they're getting bigger and wilder and taller. Flames are higher. Oh my gosh, it is, and that is brought to you by climate change. And there's also nature does cause it by lightning, but boy, there is a significant human component to this.
Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye now.